Well, I kind of agree with the caller that said maybe we can't dwell on January 6th. But then on the other hand, I look at this and go, you know, if we don't do something definitive about what happened, we might not be able to vote at all. Or if we do, it means nothing. And by that, I mean now we're finding out that the, I call them the coward boys and the oath killers, met the night before in an underground parking lot. And then you have the likes of Ron Johnson saying this was just a spontaneous thing and the mood was festive. Anybody that watched that and says that was festive, like you're, like going maybe to, well, I don't know, a Summerfest or any of your ethnic get-togethers, no, that's not festive what happened.
Right, and well, it's not festive. It's not festive to hang the vice president and bring a gallows. It's not festive to say, hang Mike Pence. It's not festive to try to overturn an election. You're right on the money. And, you know, what you're saying and the other and our other caller, I think my view is that we should emphasize January 6th. The hearings are starting this week, and they're going to hear from people directly. And people don't like violence. People don't like gallows that were made in advance. Those are pretty sophisticated gallows. That didn't come up in 2 seconds. They didn't pull out a ruler out of their pocket and, you know, grab a little lumber on the side. That thing had been done before. There were pipe bombs put in front of the political party's headquarters. They said, hang Mike Pence. They said, oh, Nancy, they wanted to beat her to death. Republicans gave tours to insurrectionists the day before. This is a concerted effort by the Republican Party, including the leadership, starting with Trump, and they should be prosecuted. Okay, we're going back to the lines. I have a question. CJ of Stoughton, I have a question for you. Do you believe it was wrong for the insurrectionists to gouge the eye out of a police officer, rip off the finger of another one, and break the ribs of a third? Do you think that was wrong?
Oh, gosh. You're something, Matt.
Well, I'm also controlling this radio show. Do you think that was wrong?
Another Ron Johnson was right that crime, it took January 6th for you Democrats to care about crime. And you, as you focus on January 6th and solar panels like our Hunter Biden VP Do Nothing administration is more concerned about it, Ron Johnson will be reelected because he care and was right of, on inflation, the border, national security, crime, and what are the Democrats going to run on? Oh, yeah, the failure of all of those things. The border, we're watching it, 15,000 per day come into our country illegally, but those are future votes for the Democrat Party, so you're okay with it. But January 6th is going to be nothing but a bunch of theater. And you know what? It doesn't get to the mere fact that your party doesn't care. Another record, $4.91 per gallon in our country. This party, your party, is failure. And this president, Commander Cut and Run, you know, I'd like to remind you, there were families that won't even meet with this president after they delivered them to Dover Air Force Base in caskets, and he's checking his watch.
Yeah,
he's
well, CJ, let me. I you've raised a lot of issues, so let me just break in on some. When you say Commander Cut and Run, Donald Trump was the one who said that it was a stroke of genius for Putin to invade Ukraine. He said that in February. He also recognized the Taliban, insisted we were going to get on May 1, and he would not let the Afghan government into the Vienna Accords and order them to release 5,000 terrorists. He's also the guy that lied about having bone spurs and hung around the nightclubs of New York while better men fought in Vietnam. So we don't want to be hearing about Cut and Run, because you're right, there was a president Cut and Run. His name was Donald Trump. The second thing is, my first question to you was, do you think it was wrong for the insurrectionists to gouge the eye out of a police officer, rip the finger off another police officer, and break the ribs of another police officer? And you chuckled and you wouldn't answer the question. And then you said, that was pales in comparison to what? Now, Ron Johnson is the one who said that it was a festive group, a festive group. He would, quote, he said he would have been a lot more worried if it had been Black Lives Matter. Well, now, wait a minute. Black Lives Matter did not gouge the eyes out of any police officer, rip off their fingers, or break their ribs. I saw Black Lives Matter, and this was the strangling, a strangling of George Floyd, by the way, and I saw a number of their protests in Milwaukee, and they were peaceful. People walked down the road. They did not attack police officers, and they were peaceful. The insurrectionists attacked police officers, and the insurrectionists were trying to stop the certification of a vote that would have established the peaceful transfer of power. Now, you know, there are Republican talking points. Hunter Biden is one of them. Biden is not the only one that has a problem relative. You've heard, of course, of Neil Bush, the brother of George W. Bush, who committed securities fraud. And you've heard of Billy Carter and Roger Clinton, who were related to two other presidents. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives. You and I can't pick our relatives. Nobody I know in this country has a pedigree that goes back where they were members of royal families. Most of them, including mine, were probably run afoul of authorities and were lucky to get the heck out. I mean, let's be blunt about this. I'm talking about the 19th century. So, I mean, anyway, the other thing is, when it comes to crime, we had a caller in yesterday that pointed out that take New York. Everybody loves to attack New York and crime in New York. They take a look at crimes and they take a look at murders and gun murders and everything else per 100,000. And New York, among New York cities, the state of New York is way down the list after Binghamton, Buffalo, and everywhere else. So there is crime around and there's all manner of crime. And everybody wants to get rid of crime, but physically attacking police officers at the Capitol overturn an election is a special thing. It's called sedition, and it was wrong. So, no, I appreciate your calling in. When you call in, CJ, if you have points to make, that's great. But I think that the talking points have got to get freshened somewhat. You know, the one thing about Alec and the Republican Party is they don't freshen their talking points. And I think that you may want to do that. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Wisco Paul.
Good morning, man. Thanks for taking my call. When the last caller laughed when you mentioned January 6th, that's where the GOP is at. They don't believe it. There's nothing on, I don't call it news. There's nothing on Fox. The GOP is really good at using the media to... Well, actually, when you watch something on TV, live on TV, how you can turn against that is well beyond me. But it's like they call Democrats socialists. I mentioned it the last couple of days. Well, if I'm for Social Security and I'm for Medicare, if that makes me a socialist, so be it. I like the opportunity to go vote in free and fair elections, like Dick said. And I don't understand how you can be a Republican and not understand what happened January 6th. I can see falling for a guy once, like Trump, but after what happened, I don't know how they can still follow the man. So anyway, I hate to get redundant here because this guy calls in and it's the same thing every day. It's just like listening to Fox or right-wing radio, and I'm starting to get a little spooked because people must listen to that stuff and believe it, so it's way worse than I thought. Well, anyway, thank you, Jeannie and Dick and the rest of your callers. Have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. Yeah, good comments as always. Here's the deal. My philosophy of this show is different from a lot of others. If a guy, a Democrat, called into right-wing talk radio, you know, if you called into Dan O'Donnell or one of these things, first of all, you probably wouldn't get on the air. Second of all, if you did, they want to know what you want to talk about. Third, they would just yell at you or insult you and then hang up. And that's not what this is all about. And within reason, we take any calls. And so somebody calls up and they say, and it's talking points. And then these things get put out by the Republican Party and by Alec, and they'll go, mention Hunter Biden as often as you can, mention inflation. Okay. You know, I think it's naive of us to think that you're not going to hear that on television, and you're not going to, that there's a lot of people who aren't going to fall for it. So you might as well hear it. That's the whole purpose of having a dialogue. And frankly, it's good. It would be very good in right-wing talk radio if they let people like you and the other callers on my show to call in there. Bill of Economwalk calls in occasionally, and they cut him off or they give him a hard time. So it's a matter of knowing what everybody is thinking. We're all Americans. I mean, and one of the things that I get back to continuously is a house divided against itself cannot stand. So this is not good. It is not good that we are this divided. We have to come together. The question is, are there any core principles that are essential and unnegotiable? One of them is free and fair elections. That is unnegotiable. You cannot compromise on that. And you have to be able to vote freely. Your vote has to be counted in a fair and free manner by people who will count it and not try to change it or eliminate it. Some of the things mechanically that can help this are mail-in voting, drop boxes. In Arizona, a judge just overruled a motion, and I should say rejected a motion by the Republican Party of Arizona to stop all mail-in voting. They right out of the thin air, they go in, stop all mail-in voting. Well, a lot of Indian reservations aren't going to be able to vote because they're 40 miles away from the closest polls. They're 40 miles, many of them don't have cars. They already have a law that says that nobody else can mail your ballot. So an 80-year-old woman on an Indian reservation has to figure out a way to get 40 miles into town. That's bad enough. That's bad enough. But 90% of voters in Arizona during the pandemic voted absentee. They want to shut that down, have a minority of people who go out. That's what the Republican Party is doing. That just happened in Arizona. So one of the unnegotiable things has got to be free and fair elections. That above all, the preservation of our democracy above all. Above all, I think that's something that can bring us all together. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789.